That is the sound of a chainsaw hacking through one of the many invasive plant species currently crowding the McCarty Woods Conservation Area. A group of about 30 people, comprised of students, professors, and families, gathered on Sunday morning to remove invasive plants from the northeast corner of the McCarty Woods Conservation Area in an effort to revitalize the biodiversity of the space and emphasize the value of the site to the University of Florida campus. Before the volunteers began removing the invasives, Lucas Majur, the curator of the UF Herbarium, spoke to the group in the parking lot right next to the woods.
So for us to, you know, try to beautify this and pull out some of the invasives and really help the natives, you know, spring back, you know, if we can do that as much as possible, you know, the better this place will be, you know, in terms of the overall shape and maintenance of it through time, so.
Vasilios Kosmakos, the president of the UF chapter of the Wildlife Society, attended the cleanup with several other members from the club and said he was surprised by the event's turnout.
Just a lot more people than I thought that were going to show up, and I'm happy to see that, you know, like, it seems like a lot of people are still done fighting for this. It's like there was a lot of support for the Save McCarty Woods campaign, and I'm happy to know that the steam hasn't run out for that.
Another one of the cleanup attendees, Zach Rude, a 26-year-old botanical research major who moved to Gainesville to attend UF from Portland, Oregon, said he was not expecting UF to have all of the natural areas that it does.
Being in nature in a forest like this, you find like more center within yourself. Mm-hmm. And so places like this bring that for me as well. Just being able to, like, you feel good.
Douglas Soltis, a distinguished professor in the Florida Museum of Natural History and the Department of Biology at UF, said that efforts to improve the woods will continue throughout the semester about once a month, and anyone, regardless of their plant knowledge, is welcome to come and help.
I don't want it to be a one and done. I want this to be something that you know, students begin to get involved in. That's kind of why we want to do it now. Start to alert students, maybe, and moving on, we'll get more and more students involved. So that it kind of becomes there's more of a campus ownership to this issue, not just in McCarty, but across campus and improving the wild places that we still have left.
For WFT News, I'm Abigail Haysbrook.